This is an epic tale of pursuit across the land that forms the land. The pursuer is an ancestral shapeshifter who transforms into multiple guises to trick the seven sisters he attempts to possess. Sometimes he appears as desirable bush foods, a fig tree, a kwandong tree. At other times, he appears as the wind, a snake, or a male body part. It is a saga of mythological dimensions and meanings. I'm the big sister. We're the seven sisters.
Listen up. We've got a story to tell.
About being chased across country by a lustful man. A sorcerer, really. We ran, camped and hid, and we left our story in the land, in the rocks and hills, the caves and waterholes. So our running away became a journey, and our journey became a story. And that story became songlines, our dreamings, our creation lore. We want to teach you, Mob, so it's kept strong for all Australians. So come with us. Okay? When we go inside, through the light and sound space, you'll see a mob sitting down. That's us, the seven sisters. So we'll meet you there, eh? Right, you with us? Here, we are yarning up, telling our stories.
Wati, Niru, Yurla.
Look there, that man sitting alone watching. That's Wati Niru, or Yurla. Can't shake him. Everywhere we go, he turns up. Just over there, wearing a headband, sitting apart, but still too close for comfort.
Watching, watching, waiting.
Trouble is, sometimes we don't even know when he's around, because he's a sorcerer, a shapeshifter, and turns into food and trees and things. Acts like a human, but really, he's an ancestral being.
Very tricky. Like fellas everywhere, he's looking for a wife. But there's something not right about this one, and I got to take care of the younger sisters. I got to protect them. I teach them our culture and ways of the bush, digging for water, collecting fruits, hunting and schooling them about men and women. And I warned them big time about going to that lustful man because he can hurt them really bad.
I'm listening.
Maybe he's wrong skin, wrong kinship. He's too close up now, so we got to make tracks.
And if you follow us, you'll find the stories we left in the land. So turn around and head over to those two paintings just opposite, on the far side. One looks like a map of Australia. We'll catch you there.
This one is a map, Whitefella map of Australia, which artist Josephine Mick has used to show our endless journey across the whole country, where our stories have travelled.
From Roeburn in Mardu country, our paths go through Nanantjara, Pitjantjara and Yankatjara lands. As we travel, we change our language and imprint our presence in the land. See, the Tjukurpa. All the dreaming tracks actually spread over the whole country, also to the north and south, not just where we go. Other mobs to the east have seven sisters' stories too.
There's special stories everywhere, and parts of the story are only for local mobs, some only for the men and some only for the women. We tell you open story.
This tall painting with all the water holes, it's a map as well. It's where we, Minyupuru, seven sisters, travel in Mardu country. It shows lots of water holes that join up the journey.
So song lines are like survival lines.
And look, that red stripe, that's now called the canning stock route. Could be Whitefella dreaming, but it follows our waterways, eh? It's the first song line in our story. We stop here and there, evading that trickster Yurla. And where we stop, those are water holes now.
Some say Yurla made them.
with a part of himself.
Plunging it into the ground.
And maybe he did.
Some say us women made the water holes with our digging sticks.
And maybe that's what really happened. That's the way some stories are, eh? Different here and there. Further along this way, you can see three paintings in a row. They are places we stopped. We turned into boulders, you see. But first, it's now a good time for you to go in that room over there, on the right. Learn lots about desert knowledge, burning, hunting grounds, and how we manage and read our country. We'll tell you more then. See you soon. No worries. We've come a long way from Roebourne. These three places painted here are part of the first Mardu songline, the Pankal songline. You can walk along it as we talk it. The three Chapman sisters who painted these places say, "This country is us. We need to share it. We need to teach."
All the way that Yula follows us.
This first painting is Pankal Rock Hole, important place where we stop and camp. It's shaped like the curved part of a woman, cradled there in the middle.
Only a woman's place, this place. With dancing, dancing, dancing ceremony every night. We fall asleep early for the time. Sleep all us lot.
Hey, there they are. I'm watching, watching.
We're so tired, we turn into rocks, hiding from Yula. New sisters are born. Also, in the next paintings, we dance and dance new life, rebirth. Some rocks keep sleeping, a deep, stony sleep.
The rocks, many rocks, big mob of sisters can be found in that country now, in that big round painting too.
Some rocks are marked with carvings made by us sisters. Some patterns, like we paint on our breasts for Inma, dancing. See us there?
And Yula comes chasing us. He leaves his mark too, piercing the rock hole.
The night is silent. Nothing stirs. Nothing except Yula. He's rampant. He comes creeping and prodding among the rocks, trying to find us. He wants us. He's been watching. He wants to take this one, that one. He wants to take us all, greedy man. He tries to get a hold of us, but I go one way.
I another.
I go this way.
She goes that.
Come on, sisters, fly.
Fly, sister, fly. Up high. He can see, but can't catch.
Can't touch, eh?
Tempt him.
The more he sees.
The more he wants.
But doesn't get.
That's right.
Serves him right.
He's danger one. We fly on and on, over to that other songline. Some of us land at the next big part of our journey in a place called Barnko. Over there, behind us, right over that way, places of the second Mardu songline. We'll be landing there when you arrive. This is Barnko Rock Hole. This is not our place to camp. We fly behind this rock hole.
Rough landing that one, sister.
Camp on a hill and look down.
We're still sitting down in that place today. You can see us sitting on that hill as rocks.
Our story holds all time together. Ancestor time through future time. Country stays and stories keep on spreading through it. Not very long ago, not deep time, on the day the American president got shot in Dallas, Texas, only on that day, other sisters from here got chased up that hill. Not by Yula, but by a white fella. They took them away. Long, long way to Jigalong Mission. The year was 1963.
Big mob taken to Jigalong Mission. Lots of relatives there.
That also happened here.
Which way have you all gone?
Yula chases us along the Canning Stock Route for about 500 k's. There's some adventures we can tell you while we walk along this songline past seven place paintings to a special one at the end of the line.
Part of him, like a snake? comes underground, along a creek bed.
Yes, that snake grows and grows and moves by itself. Comes up out of the ground to surprise us sleeping.
We jump up real quick, eh?
While Yula follows us on land.
I still haven't caught you yet.
Reaches the next waterhole first, sitting,
staring at us.
Run! Look, run! Quick! Fly from that one!
Finished. They've gone.
And when we come down at Kalpa...
The fighting place. That's a big Seven Sisters story. Mini Puru story.
Oh, no, not more men.
Many fellas waiting for us, wanting wives.
These fellas are different, though. Maybe we are first women they see.
Hey, they are the first human men we see.
We want you for our wives. Stay with me. Only stay with me.
We didn't come for you.
We are our own selves.
We hit them and hit them and hit them until they fall down there and everywhere.
We give them a hiding and we fly right out of there.
But still, Yula is close on our tail.
We fly, we run, this way and that. The two earth-coloured paintings near the end of the line, the ochre colours, yellow, orange and red, are more places we camp. Kunawarki and Nyilpil sites. In this area, hills are made by people, all squeezed out of the soft earth, and we sisters become the desert oaks you can see. Still, we move on.
At last we come to our final place on this line, Pangapini.
Next one. That's a big story too.
We see him before he sees us.
He's sleeping flat out with his belly on the ground. But when he wakes up, quick as a whip, he grabs one of us.
Gotcha.
Takes her off.
So we trick him.
That clever one. Maybe not so clever.
Hey, Yula, if you collect wood for us...
We'll stay with you, eh?
But we tease him.
Come and get us.
And he begins to sing a man song, a love song, and runs off to collect wood, very happy, his heart beating fast. Quick, fly up, just out of Yula's reach.
Come and get us.
Where are they? I can't find their tracks.
We float above him in a long line in midair.
He's looking down below.
At last, he turns his face up.
And we pee on him.
And he can't see anything. He can't see us, but he can hear us. He gets a ladder for himself. Junga, we call it. And each time he climbs up...
We push that fella down, ladder and all.
He gets tired, falls down. He crawls a long way and sleeps.
He been trying and trying, poor old fella. He had a rough time.
And that's what happened at Pangapini. And this story is written in the country now, in the rock holes, the hills and dunes. And us sisters keep going eastwards, out of Mardu country. So turn around with us and look. We'll join you up over there, standing up, arms up, trees and women in one. Here we are together again, this time in the east, the APY lands, Anangu, Pichinchara, Yankachichara people's lands. So now we're called Kunkarankalpa, new name with different stories. Because we're on different country.
But it's the same chase.
In this country, our stories are of trees and caves and underground waterways. Stories coming out of the land.
From inside out.
The sorcerer is now called Wadi Nyiru. We have to watch out. He might be coming in the sky. Watch out to see if he comes up underground. He might be in that grass over there, or those rocks. He changes into trees too. If he can do that, so can we. We are the trees here.
Yeah, he tries to trick us, turn himself into a kwandong tree, full of juicy red fruit that we desire the most.
What is that man doing? See him hiding behind a tree in that picture?
Maybe he wants us to eat his fruit.
But he doesn't catch us that way. No.
No.
Never.
Never.
Won't.
Won't.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could.
Could make you sick with love, that naughty fella, from his magic singing.
Could make us all sick with that black magic. Keep looking over your shoulder. Be careful. Stay together.
Why don't the sisters like me? Why do they run away from me? What's that footprint? 7 toes? 5? 3? Can't be my footprint. No, that is my footprint. Oh no, I must be a bad man. That's why they run away from me. I'm a sorcerer.
Stop at the entrance to the dome and meet Stanley Douglas, the traditional owner, who will tell you the story. The power of the Jukurpa is alive in there.
Where those rock paintings come alive.
Like a virtual return to country. Plenty to see. We'll wait for you over there at the Wadi Nyiru room. But don't take too long, or he might get us.
All those women. Which way did they go? Which way did they go?
Here we are at the beginning of the APY songline. Journey with us all the way from Hiro Arbor to Mulga Park. Many camps in this one. See here, bottom left? Those Red River gums at Hiro Arbor.
That's us.
Right near us, a big kwandong tree.
That's the shapeshifter.
Here, we're sitting down camping at Wallara. And Wadi Nyiru's close by.
With his spears.
Past the lake. That's Iraka, clay pan. And there we are, having a much-needed sleep.
Our footprints. Whole lot of them. Show how we keep on the move. Get away from that man, time after time.
See him sneaking upside down? You can keep walking along this songline and see things close up. The next one painting is Witapula and the salt pans of Iraka where we camp, you know? But first, here's Witapula.
Cunning one, Wati Nyuru. That man everywhere.
Watching. Watching. Waiting.
We're splashing and singing in that waterhole. But oh no, he's after us again. Trying to take us. Come on, go underneath that water. We go down, down under the ground, glide along in the stream below there. We're travelling the ancient waterways. Good guppy, clean water here. If you know this story, you'll know how to find water too, like we do. Find underground water in this dry country.
It's survival.
Okay, all here?
Number 3 bore near Mulga Park.
You can't miss it. Down the bottom, white circles, and round them spreading out in a pattern like brown water. Above, big blue witpula. And that's got a white pattern all around. Before we leave this last dry country here, we stop at Kuli. At Kuli, Nyiru is crawling on hands and knees, trying to smell where we've been. But we're gone already.
So he doesn't catch us that way.
Nor that way.
No way. Yet. Can you see that shapeshifter one?
Could be trying to trick us again. There's all kinds of bush tucker in here.
Could be Nyiru there. Or there.
On that pot, or that one.
Is it him?
Yes, over there. He's the big one, stands alone. But there's a special reason for these bush tucker pots. Elders at Ernabella were worried that young ones didn't know about plants and animals, so they made pots to teach how the Seven Sisters' story holds knowledge, ceremony, ways of surviving, about bush medicine, bush food, and where to find water.
This is good one, eh?
A name is so much more than a name. A key to knowledge. And that's what's shared here. That story's written on the pots. Seven pots for seven sisters. Gunkarangkalpa is how we know this place. One pot, kapi.
Water.
Another, ili.
Fig tree.
Other, jala.
Honey ants.
Maku.
Widgety grubs.
That's easy pot to find.
Wayanu.
Kwandong.
Kamparupa.
Bush tomatoes.
Inma.
Ceremony.
History and jukurpa. Culture and language, all the same.
Oh, did you see that, sister? Big fella pot moving.
Maybe a trick of light. But anyway, we're out of here.
I'm ahead of you.
Got to travel across to a different part of the story where elders, Jennifer Mitchell, Anawari Mitchell and Lala West, will invite us into their country.
We travel country to country.
Here, we're in Nanantjara lands in the west, long, long way from Pitjantjara lands. This country stretches wide with steep rock faces and deep red ravines. We are going to take you on two Jukurpa songlines. This southern one is the Kurala line.
This big drama now.
Jukurpa Pulkana, a strong story.
This place got everything. Healing place.
Mingma Ngura Pulakali, special place.
But we'll only tell a little bit. We can't say more.
We stop at this waterhole. Here at Jukulkyara, we're happy, laughing. This is a lovely camping place to rest for a while, a break from running.
But no, that cheeky man's still around.
He camps close by, but we don't see him until he scratches in the dirt and makes kumpu.
See? He's having a pee.
He sees us.
There they are.
He wants to get closer.
Maybe he wants you.
There she is, the older sister. Make me feel happy on the inside.
I'm frightened.
Run as fast as you can. Quick, in here. Follow me.
Gone? Where? Why? Always leaving me.
On the left there, that ridge is where the two lines meet. We go a long way underground from there.
And that's how we come to Kurala.
All this area, these paintings are Kurala. Big story, this one.
That man's presence so strong here. This painting so strong.
See him? Lurking in that corner.
In his wheelchair.
His windbreak. The white arc.
With his spears and his fire.
The rock face. The big eyes.
There in the middle, him too, that brown one. And those watchful eyes.
We sisters. Many of us sitting all along the bottom here. He is always looking my way now.
Waiting my chance.
We're all tired, hungry.
I go looking to find mai, food for my younger sisters. He comes after me. He gets me.
We wait a long time. Long time.
And then they come looking. They find me.
Oh no, our poor big sister. He hurt her. Carry her to a safe place. Heal her.
Hold her.
Feed her. Find fruit and other food for her. Hunt
feed
for her.
Hold her.
See? We dance Inmar to heal her. Leaving lines in the sand. There in front of where we sit, you know? White shapes. Along the bottom there.
And she gets better.
We'll talk and laugh and dance ceremony together again to hold the story. We look after each other. We are sisters. We are family.
There's still more to tell about this place. See that painting on the ground? That's painted on country by the bosses of this story at Kuraala. It's full of all the things we've been telling you and more.
Let's go.
What is this strange feeling?
We are close to that rock face of that scary fella with the watchful eyes at Kuraala, looming, sitting, watching. That rock face is right above the place where this painting was made. Those eyes are as circles in this painting. Look here on the ground.
He is watching us, getting happy on the inside again. He lets his long fella one, his kunia,
carpet snake,
loose.
It comes slithering down and breaks through the rocks. There's a crack there now. But we think it's a snake, good meat. Can you see it? Maybe three of them snakes in this big picture. One there. See him there in the corner? And that corner too.
Snakey, snakey.
Look, our kuka, our meat went inside that hole.
Good taka. Come on, we dig out the kuka.
As we dig, we make two rock holes, now permanent water sources.
I got it. I caught that snake.
Hold on to it and pull it out.
Wait, this thing is funny.
It wriggles and wriggles. We all must hold it tight. It is a snake, but it doesn't feel right. We carry it out and we throw it away into the western sun. Kuka nganampa, our meat. And we dance and dance and we sing.
We are all looking at the kunia taking off.
That kunia, he flies into the sky towards the setting sun, shimmering like a rainbow as he heads towards Kuliuru, where we follow him.
From amongst the lemongrass, watching that man taking off. Big sister, let's stand on your shoulders and watch. Look over there, something is shining.
Could be that snake fella. Now we are at Kuliuru, there on the right-hand part of this painted place. What do Nyiru's footprints lead to where he's sitting down in front? But where's the kunia, that carpet snake?
Let's ask that man's auntie. She lives here. Ask her where he went.
There, look there. He's in the kaltuka, the anthill.
Pink one circled at the bottom centre.
But he just slides out and we chase that shimmering one onto Mingmangampi.
Which means women dancing, hopping dance.
Those big dark footprints.
And up top there, that long fella snake.
That Mingmangampi site. And those white markings? You've seen those before. How we paint our breasts for Inma. So, we're dancing, dancing.
Digging, digging. We make a really big hole. It's like a crater now.
I poke my wana,
digging stick,
down after it. But the stick only goes halfway. So my sister Joy now sticks together until we feel the snake. But out it shoots.
I saw it, over there.
And we're after it again. And that man, Nyiru, is after us again. Come with us to that painted place over there, on the next wall, where we fly again. All those blue circles, that's where we are digging. And there's Nyiru, those two U shapes on either side. still watching us with his spears and woomera.
Hey, I caught that snake fella.
We kill him, stripey one. Cook him in that ground oven in the middle. Eat him.
Ugh, funny taste.
Get very sick.
Makes us vomit.
That cooked kunia.
3 days we stagger around, leaving our white prints everywhere in the red earth.
And when we feel better, we all stand together, lift up into the air, arms above our heads, and fly.
Sucked up into the sky, our feet together, they're flying near and above you, and sung back to life by the jumpy weavers, singing their ancient song. We are all catching the wind, ready to fly. At that place, we became stars.
Come with us. Now we're leaving the southern Nunandara songline to join up with the northern songline told in those paintings all along that wall around the corner. We've been travelling 10 places here, all the way from Connemara to Warnan and further still.
Lovely ladies, eldest one especially, but she too smart.
Connemara.
Marlu, the sacred kangaroo songline, and the Seven Sisters songline. Yulla tells us.
Don't go that way. Don't cross that path of Marlu, our kangaroo ancestor.
So we don't.
We make camp.
Clear a site for dancing.
Make tracks.
Make plenty rock holes with our digging sticks.
Out on country, you can see.
Many fella rock holes this place.
Fly away, stopping at many places along the way, we arrive outside Warnan at Kunungara.
Come with us to another place along here.
Yellow and black and purple one. It shows where we pull up next. This place is near Warnan here.
Kunungara.
Good place.
Waterhole.
Could stay long time.
But it can't be.
Same old fella we fly from. It shows where we build our wilkya, shelter, now a cave. That man sees our smoke from our fire and finds us.
Aha!
He is lurking. He has pukari, his hair curled up in a knot on top of his head. In that photo there.
Hides magic tools in there.
To make that eldest one love me, El Pinchy, make all those ones love me.
Sister, that fella after you?
Yeah, singing out, telling me I'm the loveliest.
I make my move.
Blocking the cave entrance, plunging his digging stick into the side to catch us that way. There's a big hole in that cave wall now.
Can't trap us.
Can't catch us. We keep moving.
Follow us to the other painted places, all along here, all our story. On the way, we've got more adventures. Come.
Scary fella. Keep in our tracks and have a look at that real tall one all alone. It has whole mob of Warnan stories, all the sights. Keep up with us now.
All the way to Warnan Hill. He's on our tail.
We must have water.
See yil yil, wasps, collecting mud.
That's a sign, there's water there.
We dig the soak.
Water comes clean.
So we can drink.
And rest.
But not for long. Guess why?
Hiding, dodging, running, flying. He's here, there, everywhere. We must move on. And this move takes us over to the middle painting on that far wall. See it? We're gonna fly, so we'll meet you there.
This good one, eh? We sit down here, have some tucker.
Before we dance,
We sit and prepare food. That's yellow fruit we collect. We smash those berries to a paste. Get rid of the sour taste. See us with those berries up top right here?
Belly still rumbling.
Follow our tracks, white ones, as we go on and on across the dunes. Stop by this wirra, desert oak, soaking up its cool shade.
Wherever they are, I'm watching, waiting. They sit under me, in my shade. I've lured them closer, but...
Hey, wait!
Over here, look what I got.
A little mouse.
Let's sit, we eat. We laugh and sing and dance. We're standing up there dancing. Then the journey goes on past Warakurna to the north and still further. In this space, your tracking of the Seven Sisters' songlines must end. But the Seven Sisters' story itself never ends. Their story continues in country and above in the Pleiades and Orion, coming to life every night, animating country. This is the end of your journey through the Songlines exhibition.
It is also the end of life's journey. For these custodians are the Seven Sisters who left their final marks here as they journey from the terrestrial to the ancestral realm of the Seven Sisters, Djukapa. Gone are the grand gestures, the monumental paintings of an epic saga, the full-bodied colour, the detail, energy and passion of the pursuit of love, lust, comedy and fear. What remains is the potency of the essence of the Djukapa, the dreaming.
What remains is the knowledge embodied in the landscape and passed on to the next generations to carry forward through their stories and their art. These paintings can grip our soul with only the slightest of marks on the canvas, with only a gesture of the infinite knowledge they represent.
They whisper
the Djukapa.